or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net.
The city of Hiawatha is looking into animal impoundment options. Police Chief Mickey Gruber discussed the issue with the Hiawatha City Commission Monday evening. Gruber said the Brown County Humane Society was awarded the bid 3 years ago to provide boarding services for the city, and they recently put it out for bid again, but no bids were received by the deadline. Gruber said City Administrator Brad Scott reached out to the Humane Society, and they presented an option of paying them $1,000 a month for an annual cost of $12,000. He said that would be a 400% increase over the amount budgeted and is not acceptable, so they're looking into other alternatives. For the past 3 years, Gruber said the city has paid around $13,000 for boarding services. He said he contacted Horton-based Paws Grooming and Obedience Training, who expressed an interest in possibly providing the service, and planned to reach out to them again this week. At the request of commissioners, Scott said he would check with the Humane Society to see if they're willing to adjust their proposal. In other business, the commission on a 4-1 vote approved a 25-year lease to the old airport four-bay hangar to Precision Aerial Ag of Seneca and authorized the mayor to sign the lease. Commissioner Brian Shepherd cast the dissenting vote, saying he felt a 25-year lease was too long. The company will pay the city an annual lease rate of $600. The company plans to use the hangar facility for chemical storage.
Contract extensions were the focus. Heidi Wolfgang explains.
The Nemaha Central USD 115 Board of Education this week approved one-year contract extensions for the district's administrators. The contracts for Superintendent Tavis Dormiers, High School Principal Ben Sism, Elementary Middle School Principal Jessica Cook, Special Education Director Shana Steinlogge, and High School Assistant Principal Kelly Williams were extended through June 2028. In other business, the board accepted the resignations of middle school teacher Nikki Honeyman and gifted facilitator Carla Kramer, effective at the end of the current school year. Superintendent Tavis Dormiers thanked outgoing board members John Dieters and Jason Kramer for their service on the board. They were presented with lifetime activity passes for USD 115 events. Amy Herder was elected in November to replace Kramer on the board, and Betsy Mackey was elected to replace Dieters. Both will take their seats on the board next month.
Contributions from the public are needed to help support what's become an annual Christmas season tradition. Uniting members of the Atchison County Sheriff's Office with children in need who receive gifts for the holidays. That's set to again happen through the 6th Annual Shop with a Sheriff program. Described by the Sheriff's Office as an annual community outreach program that supports children and families in need, chosen through recommendations made by the local schools of USD 409 and USD 377. Donations to the program allow, the Sheriff's Office says, deputies and staff to go shopping locally with the selected children who receive clothing, footwear, books, toys, and food items. Along with supplying the children with their needs, the program is a way to, according to a Sheriff's Office release, build long-lasting and positive relationships between youth and law enforcement while celebrating the holidays. Individual and business donations are being sought to sponsor the effort, with the Sheriff's Office saying every dollar donated goes fully to the program. Details regarding ways to donate can be found with this story at msenews.net.
Mayetta residents face drug possession charges following a traffic stop in Jackson County last Saturday afternoon. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris, in a release, said a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop shortly before 3 o'clock on a pickup truck on 150th Road near U.S. 75 Highway. The driver, 70-year-old Perkins Whitetail, was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, possession of a depressant, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The passenger, 55-year-old Ella Montoya Mizzatino, was arrested on the same charges. Following their arrest, the pair were booked into the Jackson County Jail. Later that day, Morris said sheriff's deputies conducted a search warrant at 209 East Clark Street in Mayetta, Whitetail's residence. During the search, deputies seized items believed to be illegal drug contraband. As a result, Whitetail faces additional charges of possession of meth, possession of an opiate, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msdnews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. A low around 19 for tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Winds pick up into Saturday, mostly cloudy still, not much warming, high around 24. A colder night into Saturday night, we dip back to around 4 above, breezy with partly cloudy skies. Sunshine is back on Sunday, staying cold with a high around 21. 15 our forecast low Sunday night with mostly clear skies and winds pick back up. A breezy day on Monday, but warmer, high around 46 and lots of sunshine. Mostly clear skies Monday night as we bottom out around 25. We'll see mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, warming again with a high around 51. Passing clouds come in Tuesday night as we dip back to around 31. Our warming trend continues into Wednesday too with a high around 57 and mostly sunny. We'll see increasing clouds into Wednesday night as temperatures dip back to around 31. Not quite as warm on Thursday, high around 48 with mostly sunny skies. Then passing clouds forecast to come in Thursday night as we dip back to around 27. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Regina Kroll.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at kellermaninsurance.com.
Life better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Couple league teams playing a non-Big East game tonight. Nemaw Central and Holton. It's time for some boys basketball. Nemaw Central 2-1, started the season 2-0, even without much time on the hardwood floor. They beat Royal Valley 56-44 and beat Centralia 61-50, but Nemaw coming off a loss earlier this week, they fell to Hanover, another pretty good team, 59-52. John Thomas now in his 36th season as head coach with over 525.
He beat me.
Victories in Seneca.
36 years, that's a long time.
How many did you make it?
28.
36. Well, last year he surpassed the, the 500 win plateau. So just kind of like the girls, Nemaw, always a good basketball program. Holton trying to get things going. They are 0-3, losses to Abilene by 21, Burlington by 27, and Silver Lake by 45. Holton allowed 88 points in a rough night on Tuesday. So they played some good teams, some ranked teams. And they'll see another pretty good one at Nemaw Central tonight. Holton led by Marco Hunter, the second-year head coach for the Wildcats. So I know you missed Tuesday's game, Coach, but you've seen Holton a couple times, and you know enough about Nemaw Central. They only had one starter coming back this year. Really only one kid, Caleb Schmelzley, their 6'4 junior on the inside, but always a lot of athletes. And it's a team that I think Coach Thomas told me they've actually had five practices now since the state championship football run.
Well, you know, you're dealing with a stacked deck against you through December, and it's tough to get everything in. And in fact, you don't get anything in. But you know, the advantage they have is, you know, continuity has been there for years. I mean, John Thomas, 36 years. And the thing that these kids may not have gotten in practice, they were here last year, night in, night out, and practice against great teams. And I know Coach Thomas had about as much fun with last year's group as he did with any group. He talked about he just enjoying the game and and having some fun. And I think he's going to say the same thing about this year's group, because they're going to get up and down and play hard for us.
We're going to take a timeout as we pause for the national anthem, so we'll step away for a quick pregame timeout. We'll be back with a quick check of the starting lineup and tip-off. It's Nemaw Central and Holton boys basketball coming up next here on 92.1 KMZK.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
As the season gathers us close, we hope you find moments of restoration tucked between the celebrations, quiet breaths, shared laughter, and small rituals that keep both body and mind steady. The holidays can be joyful, but they can also be demanding, and caring for yourself is not an indulgence. It's a gift you also give to the people who count on you. At Holton Community Hospital, their family medicine team is here throughout the entire season, ready to support your wellness. Whether you're managing a lingering cough, navigating stress, or simply needing guidance to stay healthy, take gentle care of yourself and those that you love. From everybody at Holton Community Hospital, happy holidays.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Seneca after a beautiful rendition of our national anthem by one of the high schoolers from Nemaha Central. We're set for the boys' contest. Holton, the visitors tonight in the Road Blues. Here's the starters for Coach Marco Hunter. Three pretty good guards that have all been scoring and playing well. Corbin Fox, a 5'9 senior. Eric DeDondre, a 6'1 senior. Both returning starters. And Devin Terwilliger, a 6-foot sophomore, has come on strong as well. Making just his second start of the season is 6'1 sophomore Easton Moulin. And the other sophomore that starts for Holton is the man inside, Grant Warner, a 6'3 sophomore. So Holton with three sophomores and two seniors, 0-3, coming into tonight. For Nemaw Central, they have Caleb Strothman, a 6-foot senior, Layton Thomas, a 6-foot senior, Jordan Lewis, a 5'8 senior, Caleb Schmelsley, a 6'4 junior. He really has the size for Nemaw Central, and so does Jack Mackey, a 6'4 senior, with a couple of 6'4 post players for Nemaw Central. That's been a problem for Holton. They don't have much size. Rebounding has been an issue. Playing defense has been an issue. As we get set to tip it off, we're underway. Thunder win the tip in the home white. Nemaw, first possession going right to left against Holton's zone defense here tonight. Kind of a 1-3-1.
Yeah, Holton's in a 1-3-1. Nemaw recognized immediately against the four corners spot out. Now a couple skip passes, and they're going to have an open look from the three-point line.
Schmelsley missed it.
Well, coach team.
Rebound, put back in the lane. There's Caleb Strothman, and that's what Holton can't do. I mean, again, rebounds have just been such a bugaboo, and they don't have much size, but they got to figure out some better, different, more productive ways to secure rebounds as they give up 2 second chance points here on the opening possession.
Yeah, but Caleb Strothman, he's not a size, and he's not have great size at all, but he got that offensive rebound and stick back.
Right, 6 foot kid got the board. Here's Terwilliger, free throw line jumper. No, Warner gets the rebound, and he's fouled. So Holton on the offensive glass themselves as they don those road blue jerseys for the first time this season. I think those are new jerseys as well. It's kind of the black trim that looks like a night sky. It's kind of speckled white on the black trim of the Holton jerseys and shorts here in Seneca tonight. Possession continues for the Wildcats. With 1 minute gone by, down low to Warner, working against Mackey. Tough turnaround, no good. Backside board by Thomas. Here comes Layton Thomas into the half court. Back to the trailer, that's Trothman. Now on the left wing to Lewis. Lobs it up top, pretty experienced. They talk about Holton starting three sophomores. How about Nemo Central? Four seniors and a junior. Only one returning starter of the bunch. Here's a three. No good by Lewis, and Grant Warner's got the board for the Cats.
Good rebound by Warner. Did a nice job, and here comes the Donder. Good push.
Donder taken to the floor by Jordan Lewis. Gave him a stare like, this the way it's going to be tonight? Pretty hard contact there.
Beam off Central still in football mode.
2-0. Thunder lead, and they get a steal on the inbound. Great hustle play there for Nemoth Central. Going to be awarded with the basketball. That's Jack Mackey forcing the Holton turnover, the first one of the game.
That was deflection.
Holton showing a little press. The ball breaks it. Mackey, left baseline, and foul by DeDonder. Derek picks up his first after he was fouled by Jordan Lewis at the other end. Derek and Corbin have each scored in double digits the last two games for Holton. Three guards, again, have been pretty dynamic offensively. Here's a missed three, a little bit short by Lewis, but the long rebound goes right back out to him. Holton couldn't grab the defensive rebound again. Get past, here's Schmelzley, he's the star. Wraps it around on the left wing for Strothman, a three, nothing but net. Strothman's got all five, and they're all second chance points for Nemaw from offensive board.
That was set up by a great dribble drive and a skip pass by their stud, unselfish basketball.
Fox, tough shot off the glass. Warner battling, but can't get the rebound. And now we're going to get another foul, as I think it might be on Warner, hitting the deck with Jack Mackey. That's the first foul on Grant Warner. Foul number two. 5:51 left to go here in the first quarter. But the whole girl, 6.5 minutes to get on the scoreboard. Oh, guys, hoping that's not going to be the case here in the boys' nightcap. Ball with the basketball, 5-0 lead. Strothman fakes the pass, drives the lane. Off-balance shot missed. And a foul going for the rebound, and it's on Holton. So Nemo already with two possessions, two offensive rebounds, and now this time they're going to keep it after a missed shot because of Holton's third foul, and it's on Corbin Fox. Foul play for Nemo Central. You know, they probably don't have too many of those in yet, too many sets in, but they broke the press pretty well. They don't show. They attacked this 1-3-1 zone okay.
Well, they've got ball handlers, athletes, multi-talented individuals. So you wouldn't think the pressure gives them much. That's a deep three.
No kidding. Way downtown by Layton Thomas. Maybe not the shot Coach Thomas wanted. Old trying to get it ahead to Terwilliger. Nice find to Warner. Banks it in right in front of the basket. Nice full court pass, and then Terwilliger gets the dime to Gita. Now a tip and a steal by Terwilliger. First turnover against Nemoth Central. Holton's got the ball down three. Fox trying to tie it straight away. He's off the mark. Rebound tipped. It'll go to the Thunder with just under 5 minutes to play here in first quarter.
You made a comment there about Wilder dropping a dime. Just something Holton hasn't been able to have very many passes that led to scoring. There's turnover on travel call on Strothman. Looks like he had a jump stop. The officials still think so.
Holton's full court pressure. We're seeing a little turnover there. Second against Nemaha. Holton also going to their bench for the first time. 6 foot senior Daniel Cannon checks in. Donder goes to get it in the backcourt, brings it up against Schmelzley. Caleb's a well built, good looking basketball player. Here's a little teardrop scoop shot missed by Terwilliger. Couldn't finish it in the paint that time. Strothman at the other end just lost control, had nobody to pass it to, and that's the third turnover on Nemaw Central. Bit out of control without numbers there. Lead remains three for Nemaw. They're going to come with full court man-to-man pressure themselves. Fox trying to get it in. Terwilliger has it. Lobs it ahead to Cannon. Catches it in the half court. Let's traffic go by. Now back to Devin. Devin, top of the key. Thought about a three to Warner on the baseline. He fakes. He drives. He passes, and it's tipped out of bounds. 4:24 on the clock here in quarter number one. Ball Central won the girls' game 56-28. They even their record at 2-2. Holton underneath their own basket. Terwilliger is the trigger man. Ooh, had a lob there. I thought to the Donder for a moment, but instead they'll get it to Fox up top with 20 on the shot clock. Corbin, nice baseline pass. And a tough shot in there by Carrick the Donder, making it look easy.
Nice pass on the back cut. The Donder with some great footwork.
Holton within one. Close to getting Caden Gale back. One of their senior leaders should return, if not next week, for sure after Christmas. As this ball was touched by Holton, it's going to stay on Nemaw Central's end. We're halfway through the first quarter. Holton hasn't dug an early deficit yet like they did in the first few games, so doing a better job here. And Holton seems to have a little more energy tonight.
Their body language is excellent right now. They've been playing hard, playing together, something we haven't seen a lot of.
Ball still has their starting five out there. Out pass to Caleb Strothman. Holton went for a steal and deflected it. Came up empty. Shot clock going to be at 7 here. Thunder will go to their bench. Tell me if you've heard this guy's name before. Carter Hite. What a career, huh?
Why, you has a little wow factor to it.
Dropping down low. Good defense by Grant Warner. Shot clock's at 3. So Nemaw really running out of time to get a look here on this possession. Coach Hunter thought it was 30 seconds, but it's 3 points here. They count down the last 5. It's got a decimal. It doesn't have that decimal at Holton for the last few seconds of the shot clock. Here's Carter Hike through the lane to the left side. He's fouled, heading to the line to shoot 2. So Holton defended for 34 seconds and then a foul. And Mullen going to come back to the scorer's table. To the free throw line goes Carter Hike, over 7,000 yards of offense. Your starting quarterback for Small Central Thunder, made it to state every year. And again, this season undefeated. But Caleb Strothman, first thing I thought about when I saw him tonight was, you know, return the opening kick for a touchdown and then had a punt return for a touchdown after Nemaw forced a 3-and-out. And Nemaw was up 14-0 and they hadn't even taken an offensive snap. Went on to win the title, of course. It's Hike. Makes the second free throw here. Nemaw's lead is 6-4. Second personal foul, by the way, on Grant Warner. That's why Mullen came back in. Fox able to keep that pass alive. He gets it to Terwilliger. It's a 3 on the right wing. Devin Terwilliger. Holton's first triple of the night. Gives them the lead. 7-6. Here's Mackey. Back to Hike. Holton's still in his zone. Thomas thought about a 3, now finds Mackey. Strothman again with 3 minutes to go. Looking in for Schmelzley, and another foul on Holton, and that's their 5th. But Nemaw Central already in the bonus. Going to be 2 free throws. Daniel Cannon picks up his first. Warner had to go to the bench with 2 fouls, and now Holton going to bring in Dalton Cole, a 6'2 junior, to play the inside. Schmelzley, lone returning starter. Scores his first point of the game. Ties us up at 7-7. Aiden Seitz, 6-foot senior, comes in for Nemaw Central. Also in is Cormac Hike, a 5'11 sophomore. Both free throws good by Caleb Schmelzley. He is the 3rd different Nemaw player to score. Thunder back up 1. The Donder, Terwilliger, Mullen, Fox, and now Dalton Cole on the floor for Coach Hunter.
Cole's showing some patience tonight.
Yep. Not just one shot or one pass.
Shot.
Yep. Keep the ball here as the Thunder get a deflection. 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Defensive intensity's been good for Holton. 7, ball central lead. Oh, ball thrown away on the inbound underneath their own basket. Just the second Holton turnover. Here's Schmelzley in transition, and he's fouled by DeDonder, and that's going to be the second foul against Carrick. So DeDonder and Warner both with 2 fouls here in the first quarter. Still 2.5 minutes to go in this quarter. Nemov's getting more bonus free throws. And it's Caleb Schmelzley heading back to the free throw stripe. Fast as the girls' first quarter went tonight, this boys' one's taking a little longer. 8 fouls. 6 free throws already. DeDonder out. Daniel Cannon back in. Schmelzley makes another free throw. For 3 at the line. More free throw coming, and this one is perfect. Puts the Thunder up 10-7. Williger breaks a little token pressure by Schmelzley. Goes around the screen to the left, leaves it out for Mullen. Easton trying to kick it back out to Terwilliger. Devitt, little step back shot. Nice move, but left it short. And then Cannon's foul. That's a unnecessary kind of over the back foul from behind. He was being boxed out. Now Daniel Cannon's got 2 fouls, and Nemaw getting 2 free throws. Holton had a 7-6 lead, and now they're just putting Nemaw at the free throw line.
Those fouls that are that far away from the rim, costly. Nemaw Central has always been a great free throw shooting team. That one.
Dixon, I guess. Late Thomas misses his first try of the night. Holton's got about as deep down the bench as they're comfortable with, at least through the first 4 games of the year. Thomas hits his second free throw. Bob scored 5 consecutive points here after they fell down by 1. 2 minutes to go. Nemaw Central up 11-7, and this is a foul on Nemaw. It's just their 3rd foul compared to 7 against Holton. So 10 total fouls now. The personal on Nemaw's Jaden Seitz. It'll be his first. No free throws for Holton. They'll inbound here. Last time they had it under their own basket, they turned it over. This time they find Mullen coming to the goal. He misses a runner left of the lane. Rebounded by Hike. Pass ahead to Seitz. Seitz will slow it back up and then throw it away. Good steal by Fox. Corbin without numbers all the way to the other end. He missed it. Tough guarded shot there in transition on Fox's layup attempt.
The late Thomas played great defense. Showed his numbers. Took the contact. Did not foul.
Ball with the ball up 4. 90 seconds left here in the first frame. Schmelzley gets an open 3. He missed it short. Terwilliger boards it for the Cat. 7 into the half court. Minute 20 to go here in the quarter. Reset the offense. Gets Nemaw's man-to-man. Cannon trying to drive, and he's fouled. That's the first on Carter High. Team foul number 4, so still no Holton free throw. Caleb Strothman's back in for the Thunder. Foul for the Wildcats. Terwilliger couldn't get off a 3, and then had it stolen away by Caleb Schmelzley. Schmelzley against Terwilliger. It makes it look easy. Able to score there. The layup in transition off the takeaway.
Great defense. Ball right away from him and down the floor he goes.
7-0 run for Nemaw Central. Final minute of this first frame. Fox again trying to drive, and he's fouled on the floor, but Holton now in the bonus. Fox going to get a couple of free throws. 29 threes last season. He hit 3 in a row the other night against Silver Lake. That was sure good to see.
Carter Hike picks up his 2nd foul.
First Thunder player with 2 personals. Throw no good for Fox. That was Holton's first free throw attempt of the night. Pretty good free throw shooting team. DeDonder, Fox, and Terwilliger are all good free throw shooters. Fox's 2nd free throw is good. That stops the run there for Boston Central. First point for Corbin Fox.
5 seconds difference in the shot clock and game clock. Thunder have it with 25 seconds to shoot. 30 to go in the frame. Belsley. Wrap around pass quickly from Hike to Hike. And that's the reverse layup. Carter Hike, younger sophomore Cormick, gets the dime.
Reckon his big brother threatened him. Better pass his ball line.
Does that mean two more years of Hike running the football for Nemaw Central? End of the quarter. Nemaw Central 15, Holton 8. Thunder were down 7-6. They closed the quarter on a 9-1 run. We take a one-minute timeout with one quarter gone by. You're listening to High School Basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Seneca with Captain Kurt Gilman in control at our KMZA studios. I'm Jonathan Fluke, joined by John Holliday. We have Tristan Schlatter and Ethan Will running our production on the Holton Channel tonight, MSCSports.net. Friday night, scoreboard show coming up later this evening. And here's a little push foul by Mason Julians trying to get through the screen. Julians picks up his first personal. Carter Hike has two fouls for Nemaw Central. Daniel Cannon, Grant Warner, and Carrick the Donder all with two fouls for Holton. Thunder up 7, their largest lead of the first half here. Sure. No damp spots out there on the floor, I guess. Holton ball. First row game of the year for the Wildcats. Mr. Williger pulls up, left it short, but got fouled on the shot. That's by Shulians again, I think. Mr. Williger going to shoot two. He hit Olton's only three-pointer of that first quarter. It actually leads them in scoring with that triple. This is the second foul on Shulians. Devin's free throws up and in. Mullen, Fox, Cannon, Cole, and Terwilliger. Olton doesn't have any of their guys out there that have two fouls. Well, it's got Shulians. They'll leave him in with two fouls. Late Thomas. Jordan Lewis back out there. Also, Caleb Strothman. And Nemaw couldn't get the rebound. Mr. Williger missed the second free throw, but Holton's going to keep it. Down 6. Catch underneath their own basket.
They take advantage of this.
Bounce to Mullen. Back to Mr. Williger. Fakes the three. Now Devin will set up some offense. He looks to coach for the call.
And the horn set again.
A lot of dribbling, not much passing. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Mr. Williger, he steps behind the three-point line. Mullen behind the three-point line. Now Cannon catches it right side of the paint. He finds Mullen 1 second, and Olton doesn't realize it, and the shot clock expires. Coaches were yelling shoot, but nobody heard him. And now Coach Hunter says shoot, meaning something different, as he calls a timeout and wants to talk to the squad. Holton down 15-9. They get one free throw so far in this second quarter. And we'll take a quick 30-second break here on 92.1 KFZX.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Second quarter, just about a minute in. Meanwhile, Central leading Holton 15-9. Thunder have the basketball out of a Holton timeout. Justin Book, John Holliday with you. And Holton started the game in a 1-3-1 zone. They're going to continue to play zone defense here. Caleb Schmelzley is not in the game for Nemaw Central. Their firepower offensively is on the bench, but they're Shulion sitting the three-pointer. Mason Shulion knocks down the second triple for Nemaw Central tonight. Score doubled up at 18-9. Williger tightly defended by Lewis. Now a backcourt violation with the pressure applied by Drew Desormeers. We're seeing the Holton turnover. Just three Holton turnovers tonight. They've been okay on that aspect. 6:21 to go in the half. Nemaw up 18-9. Eric back in there. And a steal on the inbound. If Terwilliger can catch up to it, he goes diving and can't. But good hustle by Devin Terwilliger. First on the Holton varsity scene, scored 25 points for Holton in their season opener against Abilene. Did Terwilliger. Pressure here by the Cats. Nemaw able to break it.
Well, as soon as he did that, he became a scout report point of emphasis.
Thunder offense well away from the basket. Julian to hit a three a moment ago. Ends it to Desormeers. Now a three left side deep by Thomas. That's no good. Offensive board put back way, way, way too easy by Jack Mackey. Somehow he got in front of Mullen. Got an easy two-point stick back.
Say what, they do a great job working to get position.
Drive by Fox. He's fouled. That's all three fouls here in the second quarter against Omaha Central. Looks at Terwilliger asking for a bit of a breather. It looks like Connor Belleville going to check in to replace him. Kevin hasn't come out yet. Scott Fox is going to the line to shoot, too.
They called it on the floor right from the get-go.
Drop now.
I'm not sure.
Referees looking around saying Holton only has four guys out there. That was nice of him.
Yeah.
The Holton Cole.
But Thomas was hoping to get that play run.
I think Belleville checked in, and Cole thought he was coming in for him, so
yeah.
He went out, but Terwilliger went out as well. That was the problem. Holton's got the ball offensively, down 11. The Donder leaves it for Fox. Opposite the screen, into the lane, fouled. He was shooting that time, wasn't he? Nope, guess not. In the air, but not in the act of shooting, they say. This foul going against Jordan Lewis. He's got two. So Lewis and Hike each have two. So does Julian. The Coach Hunter again can't believe it wasn't a shooting foul. He was in the air. Here's a foul again. That's five fouls by Nemaw Central, and now Derek DeDonder was shooting. No argument about that one, as DeDonder will shoot two free throws. This is the third on Jordan Lewis. So Holton had all the fouls in the first quarter. Now it's been Nemaw, but this game's not had a great flow to it.
Choppy, very, very choppy. I got Holton 2 for 6 from the line, 2 for 5 from the line right now. And Beamahawks at 1-2. They've got 6 points on the line. Carrick gets second one.
They're taking advantage of all of those opportunities in the charity stripe.
20-10. Beamahawk Central only trailed once at 7-6.
Thunder working around the perimeter. Caleb Schmelzley's checked back in. He lobbed it to Mackey. That's a couple big guys. We're going to get another foul on Holton.
So let's play a little game, Coach. Over-under on guys that foul out tonight. At the rate we're going, I'm going to set that over-under on 2.5.
Over.
Taking the over?
Yep, I'll take the over.
This foul is on Corbin Fox in a 10-second. So for Holton, you have DeDondre with two, Fox with two, Warner with two, Cannon with two. For Nemal, you have Lewis with three, Hike with two, Shulions with two. That's a lot of fouls for one half, and we still got 5 minutes to go in it. First free throw good, second free throw good. Two for Jack Mackey, who has 4 points here in the contest. Nemal's been better at the line. They've actually made 8 out of 10 now. With those two makes by Mackey. Well, yours back in for the Cats. He tries to drive. Pull-up shot. Left it a little short. Rebounded by Lathan Thomas. Comes Thomas into the half court. Flips it over to Strauss. But now a nice baseline drive. But cut off of Shulion's. Deep three by Thomas. He's missed a couple from long range. And Holton ends up with the rebound. And now we got another foul. And it's on Nemoth Central, and Holton's going to get two free throws all the way at the other end. Grant Warner sets the check back in for the Wildcats. It'll be Carrick DeDonder, over 80% last year at the line, heading back to the stripe here. .425 to go until our Highland Community College halftime shift. DeDonder hits this one. He's got four. We also got to pick two players to bank on because we forgot to do that during the girls' game. Part of the 92.1 radio broadcast is the Farmers Day Bank player to bank on. I was kind of thinking Emma Hermish.
That's my pick.
She had 16. She was pretty good. The daughter missed the second free throw there.
Did a lot of things well besides score the ball.
Right. Four doubled up. Schmelzley drives. And he walks. 22-11 is our count. Carter Hike checking back in. Be interesting to see what Carter does next year. And what position? I mean, will he be a quarterback? Be a running back at the next level.
He won't be a quarterback. Hey,
another foul on Caleb Schmelzley, so he's picked up two. Yeah, and Holton going to get two more free throws. Yeah, didn't throw the ball a lot. Obviously not a ton of height in terms of size, but boy, is he tough to break down. Coach John Thomas is going to take his first timeout of the game. I think right now both coaches probably talking to their guys about adjusting to the officiating a little bit, playing a little cleaner.
Well, they have to. I mean, it's not like they're missing any fouls either. I mean, they're not. It's a physical game, but they haven't backed off the whistle at all. They're not bailing you out. You go in paint and immediately call a whistle. It's got to show the hands, show the numbers. They let you show the numbers. They'll let you play. But back to Carter, I think he's the kid. He's a football player. There's always a place for football players. But, I think it's going to hurt him and his size. Boy, I tell you what. You got Benedictine, who's playing for a
national semifinal.
Get to the national championship game.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Just two colleges for sure.
That's JUCO's in the national championship game. Did they win it last? They won it last year. I mean, maybe you don't play at Division I level, but there's a lot of great football still in the area to be played.
No doubt. Speaking of national competition, how was Las Vegas this year in the National Rodeo? That's where you were at earlier this week, right?
We were it's impressive. I'll tell you what, there's some athletes out there, too. And we were watching team roping, which is probably my favorite event. And four flat did not get you a check.
Really?
You had 3 seconds.
or under 4 seconds, under 4.1 to give checks. It was amazing how quick that fast that was. Pretty amazing. And last night there was a couple Kansas. Waverly, Kansas had the bareback round champion and the saddle bronc round champion. Oh, Waverly, Kansas. So they put their mark on the world.
Out of the Nemaw Central timeout, Carrick DeDonder missed both free throws. So he is 2 for 6 at the line.
Nice pass.
Yeah, good look. Mackey couldn't finish. Belleville with the board. He started to play some good minutes for Holton off the bench. Junior Connor Belleville, he's 6'2", so they can use him inside a little bit. Need the rebounding for sure. Holton has been ice cold at the free throw line. Still down 11. Fox thought about a long three. Hike out on him. Terwilliger fires a three. He's short. And the rebound by Lake Thomas for Nemaha.
You know, Nemaha Central team, John Thomas team, is going to exploit anything that you do poorly.
Ike gets the friendly shooter touch roll for the three. When you're good, you're good. I didn't think that ball was going to stick in there for Carter Ike, a three-point shot. But, man, things go his way, right? Lead up to 14. Fox, good fake, gets an open look, but missed it at the right elbow. And then Belleville's going to be called for the foul. Second on Alton, first on Connor Belleville. 425-11. Second quarter's taken. Keep looking up at the clock. It's still got 2:51 to go in the first half.
Nemaw just only gives you one shot. They do a great job of boxing off. That's what he's alluding to. If you're not going to be a good offensive rebounding team, they're going to exploit that, and they're going to make you be a one and done.
Ike drives and finishes all the way to the basket. Carter Ike now at 8 points coming off the bench here tonight.
Well, that looked like Nemaw football.
Right up the middle.
Right. Put your head down right to the rim.
Getting points on the board. Second quarter now in favor of Nemaw Central, 12-3 in scoring. Terwilliger on the baseline. That's the second field goal made by Devin. Holton desperately needed it. Thunder lead had gotten up to 16 there for a moment. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Rothman, McKee, Thomas. And Nemaw loses the basketball. That's going to be turnover number 6 against Nemaw Central as Jaden Seitz comes back in for the Thunder. He'll replace Mackey. Belsley is on the floor as well. Belleville out. Warner back in. Moulin also returns for the Wildcats. Holton 7-14 last year, the first season under Coach Marco Hunter. They went 3-7 in their first trip through the Big East League a year ago. Ended things pretty strong. Beat Sabetha, beat Royal Valley. Lost to Coffeyville in overtime in Substate after playing really, really well. One and done for Holton that trip.
One and done and a no-pass offense. Got the horn screen and got a three.
Well, going to keep the ball here on their offensive end. Minute 25 to go till the break. 27-13, Thunder on top. Holton had one lead at 7-6. Since then, it's been a 21-6 advantage for Nemaha Central. Get an inbound, nothing coming to the rack, so they'll kick it way back up top to Thomas. Ike lobs it to Strothman, and now Schmelzlin looking to create. Ike tries left baseline. Pass trying to get it to sight. Jaden picks it up. Finds Strothman down the lane. Layup good for Caleb Strothman. He's got 7 points. Warner, tough catch. Out to Moulin. He'll shoot it. And no, it's over the backboard, in fact. Like, Dalton Cole coming back in here. Get Warner out defensively with his two fouls. Probably a good idea with under a minute to go in the second quarter. No need to have him start the third quarter with three at this point. Caleb Schmelzley Jr., and they're going to call him for the charge foul. That's his third. And Corbin Fox took the charge.
Talking.
His seventh. I think it was it? I think it was Tuesday night when you were gone. He had four charges in one game.
Wow.
I think it was Tuesday, yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, he had two the Friday before,
yeah.
I think.
He may have eight charges now on the seat. Always on the floor. Here's the Dodger all the way, but missed it. Good drive and take there. Had a little opening, but couldn't finish around the rim. Shot clock off. 30 seconds to go. Omaha up 29-13, and Holton almost had a steal. In fact, I think they did. Did Terwilliger have possession and then fouled by D-Boss Caleb Strothman?
And Terwilliger's going to go to the line and shoot a pair.
So Holton's been getting to the free throw line here in the second quarter. They've already attempted eight free throws, but they've made three of those eight. Not even 50%. Williger is 1-for-2 at the line. Couple here. John Thomas visiting with the official. Williger leaves it short. Four seconds left to go till the break. Williger's second free throw is good. He's got 7.5 to lead the Cats. Holton has just 14 points, though, at halftime.
Ooh. That's a tough day.
Something happens here in the last 15 seconds.
I'm on the bet Holton doesn't get another shot. Maybe they will. And we'll...
Uh-oh. One official out of charge. The other one out of block with an and-one opportunity. A block called on the baseline. The official trailing the play said it was a charge from behind. Two officials going to see who wins the battle here. Travel. So they didn't call the charge or the block.
That was a bailout
call. Coach John Thomas.
Bailout call.
He's like, what in the world did you guys just make that up? Yeah, I don't.
You can't call it a charge.
It wasn't a travel.
In fairness to the official, he had an open palm, which I think was a violation and not a.
Coach Hunter upset. I don't know what he wanted there. Terwilliger shot like a long, long three before halftime. Holton had, you know, at the end of the half or quarter on Tuesday night, with like 8 seconds left,
yeah.
And they ended up just dribbling the ball and then putting up like a half-court prayer. And so I think that's why Coach Hunter was really, really upset right there, as he was wanting some kind of better shot, knowing the position here to close out the half. Our score at the break, DeMoss Central 29, Holton 14, halftime show on your way next.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. We are at halftime. Nemaus Central boys leading Holton 29-14. Thunder win the first quarter 15-8, and they win the second quarter 14-6. Holton held to just 14 points in the first half, and they were only 5 of 12 from the free throw line with the Wildcats in that first half. Holton did actually have a 7-6 lead at one point in this game, but Nemaus Central would respond. In fact, from that Holton 7-6 lead, it was a 23-7 advantage for Nemaus Central boys to close out first half. Thunder much better from the line as well. They make 8 out of 10 free throws. Holton did rebound a little bit better and only had 4 turnovers. That compares to Nemaus Central, who had 7 turnovers in the first half. Only 1 three-pointer made by the Wildcats. Nemaus Central made 3 threes, so that was a little bit of a difference on the scoreboard as well. And the Thunder had their biggest lead of 16 points at 27-11. Nemaus Central leads by 15 points here at halftime, 29-14. Let's check the individual scoring from the first half for the visiting Holton Wildcats. They had 4 players score, but Corbin Fox held to just 1. Grant Warner had 2. Carrick DeDonder scored 4. And Holton led in scoring by Devin Terwilliger with 7. So Terwilliger 7, DeDonder 4, 2 for Warner, 1 for Fox. That's it for the Wildcats. For Nemaus Central, led off the bench, Carter Ike scored 8. Caleb Strothman had 7. Caleb Schmelzley had 6. 4 points for Jack Mackey. 3 for Mason Julian. Also, 1 point in the ballgame for Layton Thomas. So Nemaus had 6 guys score. And a big lift by Carter Hike off the bench with 8, including one of the 3 threes for Nemaus Central, while Holton made just 1 three-pointer in the first half. So I kind of went through the first half statistics. Coach John Holliday, how would you just kind of summarize or break down the first half of this boys' game here tonight?
Well, you take a look, and Holton had a 7-6 lead.
Yep.
And since that point, it's been all Nemaus Central. I mean, they really did a great job defensively, eliminating any second-chance opportunities that Holton had. They did a great job defensively, taking away any dribble drive. They chest up to you. You know, they've got that football mentality. They're not scared of contact. And did a great job at communicating. And then on the offensive end, they passed the ball well. You know, we saw the same thing in the girls with the Nemaus kids passed the ball well. You've seen them run 6, 7, 8 passes, and they're going to find usually an open shooter somewhere and got the ball into some of their scorers' hands for some scoring opportunity. You know, it just smells the kids in the example. You know, he had 1 field goal, but he had 6 points just because he was aggressive getting the line. He's 4 for 4 from the line. And you know, they just find ways to manufacture points, and they'll take what they give you and exploit it. And that's Nemaus Central Thomas and John Thomas basketball in a nutshell.
Well, girls led by 12 at halftime and won by 28 tonight over Holton. Central boys up 15 here at halftime. Don't forget, Friday night, Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show with Jake and Moss coming your way later this evening here on Kansaland Radio. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. Starts here, go anywhere. Highland Community College online at highlandcc.edu, close to home and far from death. Our halftime score in the boys' game is Nemaus Central 29 and Holton 14. We'll get you set for the third quarter when we come back after one more timeout here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelDealers.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel.
Visit your local Steel dealer, Heinen True Value Farm Supply on Main in Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to be recognized with the 2025 Performance Leadership Award for Excellence in Quality and Patient Perspectives. This national honor places NBCH among the top performing rural hospitals in the country. Combined with our recognition as a top 20 critical access hospital, this award reflects our unwavering commitment to providing high-quality, compassionate care close to home. We thank our exceptional staff and the communities we serve for making this achievement possible. We're people you know, care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Gilman, Justin Fluk, John Holliday back with you. Tristan Schlatter, Ethan Will on our production team tonight. Boys halftime score, Nemaha Central 29, Holton 14. Both teams have a couple games left next week. Nemaha Central will be at Valley Heights on Tuesday and then host Jeff West. I believe that game's on Thursday at home for Nemaha Central next week. Holton plays Tuesday, Friday next week. Wildcats will play their fourth home game of the year Tuesday night against Perry LeCompton, and then they'll finish out their December schedule next Friday. A week from tonight, Holton will be at Rossville for a Big East battle. Haven't got a ton of other area girls finals tonight, but JCN beat Onega 50-44. Also in girls action, Silver Lake 58, Centralia 47. Two pretty good girls teams there. Silver Lake wins by 11 to snap Centralia girls' 28-game win streak. Royal Valley girls got the win 44-28 over Valley Falls. Hiawatha girls are 4-0. They beat Mariel Mounts Academy 54-50. Hiawatha teams, but girls 4-0 off to a strong start. Donovan West girls beat ACCHS 54-10. Rock Creek girls beat Sabetha 63-25. That's about all the girls' scores we had from earlier here tonight. Looks like Colton's going to go a little different with their starting lineup to begin this third quarter. Thoughts on the second half? What are some keys for Holton if they're going to try to get back in this basketball game?
Well, they've got to find a way defensively to get some stops strung together. Other than just Nemaha with a mess, they've got to get us some steals and some turnovers and create some opportunities to get to the rim. And then on the offensive side, you know, they started off being pretty patient, being pretty passing the basketball and doing some good things there. And you talk about a dime, dropped a dime, and we haven't said anything about passing since then. So here they come out with some pressure in the trap, give themselves a chance, hope we get a deflection and get something going the other direction.
Yeah, not many assists for Holton, but at the same time, when you scored just 14 points.
No.
And they got five of those at the line. And here's a three by Nemaha Central.
Jordan Lewis.
Lewis's first points of the game. Triple to start the half. Nemaha's made four now from behind the arc. Here's DeDonder. Nice pass to Cannon, who can't make the bunny.
Omaha Central wants to push it the other way, and the home whites, Thunder, go left to right. Schmelzley takes it, missed it. Warner got the rebound. So Holton is not starting Corbin Fox here in the second half.
He was late coming out of the locker room, and he had looked like he had a maybe some ibuprofen or something, like he had a headache or something.
Fox extending their largest lead of the night here with a minute gone by in the second half. Up by 18 now. Here's the Donder in the lane. Shot partially blocked. That's going to be Holton keeping the possession. But was Daniel Cannon that checked in instead of Corbin Fox start this third quarter. 10 seconds on the shot clock here. Holton in the road blues. First road game of the year. That's going right to left on your dial here in the second half. Williger, the inbounder, gets the pass to Mullen. Now in the near corner, Cannon puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound tipped around and into the hands of Lewis for Nemaha Central. Thunder got a three on their first possession. This time Lewis going to try another three, and he missed it off the back lip. Mackey battling for the rebound, now picked up by Cannon, and Holton will come away with it. Holton had just 4 made field goals the first half.
Yeah, the listener asked if the 7-6 was the first Holton lead of the year.
I think I can answer that.
I don't think so either.
I feel like it wasn't. I feel like they had another brief lead. Here's a Mullen rebound and put back. Good job by Easton Mullen, and now a timeout will be called by Coach Marco Hunter. So Holton's taking an early timeout. Mullen, the sophomore, gets his first bucket and points of the night. We'll step away for a quick 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Dustin Fluch, John Holliday back with you here at Nemaha Central. Coach Hunter taking advantage of having a timeout when he can talk to his kids. They're feeling better after doing a couple things good, right? Saying, hey, let's keep this going now. Let's build off this, right? We're doubled up, 32-16 as we resume play. Third quarter, 5 minutes, 40 seconds on the clock. Holton still playing zone. Been in a lot of zone tonight. 1-3-1. Thomas has it out there with Lewis and Strothman and Mackey and Schmelzley. Here's Lewis from the right elbow. He hit a three, missed a three. And that time, Holton couldn't get the rebound. Mackey misses the follow. Finally, Mullen corrals it. And then a foul. That's on Caleb Schmelzley. It's fourth. Corbin Fox set to check back in. First foul of this third quarter, though. That's a bit refreshing as Carter Hike will come in and Schmelzley goes out with 4 personal. Well, it's a little bit different, I feel like, without him out there.
They are. But, you know, you bring in Carter Hike, who's, you know, he what do you have, 7?
8.
First half.
Hucks over to Terwilliger. He'll fire up a 3. This one rolls off. Rebound secured by Nemaha Central. Pass and a shot for the Wildcat. But they got guards, and there's guards that can make 3, so that's where it's tricky, but you just can't settle every time down the court for a quick look, even if you're open, right? Even if you know you got guards that can shoot on the perimeter.
You know, if you're shooting a good percentage, you gotta take a little pressure off your defense. You know?
Right,
you gotta have some makes before you could really worry about that, and you're gonna Roman Fox picks up his 3rd.
Fox, the first Wildcat to get a 3rd foul. Hunter Belleville comes in, replacing Foolish. After an offensive rebound here on this possession, there's a good steal by DeDonder. Carrick DeDonder with the layup. Good. The steal in the bucket by Carrick DeDonder.
And that's where you get defense to lead to offense. That's great stuff when you can get things going for Holton. They need more of that.
Donder's got 6 points in the game, almost got another steal. Troutman regains control. Now on the baseline, it's Carter Hike. Left it a little short, got his own miss. Howard dribble up strong. That's no good. Gets his own miss again and scores on the left hand. Olea, three tries for Nemoth Central, and Hike's got 10 points.
Well, Carter Hike, when you say power dribble, that's legitimate.
Here's Warner down low. Didn't handle it cleanly. It's out of bounds, but no, I say it's Nemoth Central basketball. Dalton Cole coming in for the Thunder. Out go Belleville. Also, Lewis will set for Nemoth Central as McCormick Hike checked in for Nemoth Central. Mullen back in, replacing the Donder for Holton. Over half this third quarter gone by, 34-18. Nemoth Central up by 7 at the end of one, led by 15 points at halftime. Extending the margin here in the third. A wide open Mackey, boy. Broke down defensively. Nobody around Jack Mackey except the goal.
Well, I'll tell you what, Holton goes to a trap in the corner and missed the rotation out of it.
Here's Mullen, a three on the kick out from Cole. That's no good. Rebound secured by Mackey. 3:20 left here in the third quarter. Only one foul on each team, but Schmelzley on the bench with four personals for Nemoth Central. Leads it four doubled up again at 36-18. Here's a three. Hike. That's Cormick Hike with his first points of the night. The sophomore. Only sophomore, I think, playing varsity. And a timeout by Nemoth Central and head coach John Thomas. Lead now 21 for Nemoth Central here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Blue John Holiday back with you out of a Thunder timeout. Holton has the basketball, 39-18. Nemoth Central up 21. Holton turns it over. That pass by to Donder and then tipped by Fox as Nemoth Central almost handed it right back. Only got 5 turnovers for Holton tonight. Nemoth Central has committed 7. For Holton, and really, turnovers haven't been a big problem for Holton boys this year. We got a foul on the inbound, the hold against Holton's Dalton Cole. First personal, second team foul. Not like the Holton girls have ended up with 32 turnovers tonight in their loss.
Just like that, a couple of Nemoth Central guards. Far enough not to pick up the basketball until it got past half court. There's no backcourt on an inbound play, but you can't catch it and step backwards. So, heads up basketball.
There's a deflection.
Nice deflection by Corbin Fox. Holton gets a stop.
And they get a bucket at the other end. Nice layup. Corbin Fox, that's his first field goal of the night. Now Holton foul on the floor. Corbin's had some tough sledding. He's the only Holton player with 3 fouls. Grant Warner comes back in for the Wildcats and will replace Dalton Cole. Point Nemoth lead underneath their own basket. Carter Hike trying to get it in. Aiden Seitz has checked into the contest. Also, Drew Desert Mears has checked in for Nemoth Central. Holton's gone back man to man.
They went man to man.
Right by Hike, and he's fouled. Carter Hike will shoot a couple free throws. Nemoth Central was good. 8 for 10 in the first half. 2 Two coming here for Carter Hike is 1-for-2 in this game. Carter leads all scores. He's the only player double figures tonight with 10 points. Throw bounces twice off the iron and no good. 39-20 score with 2:07 remaining. Hike's second free throw short. Jaden Seitz got the board, though. And a jump ball. Session arrow gives it to Holton. Cole set to come back in here for Holton and replace Grant Warner. It just came in for full a moment ago. Is it offensive defense already?
No, he wanted to talk to Dalton.
Gotcha.
He pulled him off and immediately met him and talked to him. Question whether or not the jump ball should go to Holt or not. Saying Nemahal got it at half.
Holton does take the possession. Flip the arrow back to Nemahal. Holt breaks the press. Boland to Donder. Going hard to the basket. Now back up top. To Donder gets it back from Boland and misses a three. Dalton Cole gets an offensive rebound.
Good rebound by Dalton Cole.
Takes the pass. Takes a shot. Missed. To Donder tried to save it in and does off Nemahal. The hustle play there by Carrick. Yeah, Cole's a big guy. He's got to be able to get more of those rebounds like he just did here a moment ago. Uh-oh, miscommunication on the inbound. They throw it away. Ball out in front, and the bucket good by Cormick Hike. Five in a row for him here in the third quarter. Now foul on Nemahal Central. Left to go here in the third quarter.
Over's bench not looking very good, right?
Well, I mean, Schmelzy's on the bench at four, but nobody else has.
I need Coach Thomas to put him in.
That's only one guy. We've only had six fouls here in the third quarter, but still haven't had much of a flow. It hasn't been up and down. Oh, Fox a three, no good. Williger battling to keep it alive. Holton is going to keep the possession. Central up by 21. Williger went into Boulin, and now Fox sets up the offense. Holton has scored 6 points in this quarter. They had 8 in the first, 6 in the second, and just 6 points again for Holton here in the third quarter. The Donder from way downtown, no good. And scoring hasn't been the biggest problem for Holton in their first three games, but boy, it sure has tonight. And it's not because of turnovers. They only got 5 turnovers. Obviously not shooting a great percentage, not getting many second or third chance points. That isn't helping as Nemahal loses the ball out of bounds, and Holton's going to get it back here. Their chance to score late in this third quarter. Nemahal's only got 12 points here in the third quarter. They had 15 in the first, 14 in the second. Holton breaks the press. Epic. Official timeout.
Big timing.
I think they were thinking about the shot clock.
Shot clock's off.
I think the shot clock should be on, right? Got 31 seconds on the game clock left in the third quarter. Probably only have started at 35. It was probably down under 30, wasn't it? I don't think Holton can fight home for the final shot is what maybe is the difference. Shot clock on at 27 or 8 seconds.
I was going to say, that's got to be. It can't be much less than that.
Right. 29. 1 second difference. Coach Hunter going to take a timeout, trying to talk about the final half minute of this third quarter. So we'll take a quick 30-second break. With 30 seconds to go in the third, our score, Nemahal Central 41, Holton Boys 20 here on KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Dustin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. It'll be Jacob Bonds with the Scoreboard Show coming up later here tonight. Moss Central trying for the sweep here at home against Holton. These two teams will play again in January on the 17th. It'll be a rematch in Holton, and that one will be the one that counts for the league standings. Sorry, the 16th is a Friday night. Up on anything during the Holton timeout?
No, I need Coach Hunter to talk a little louder.
We'll talk to him about that. Holton going to set up a play hold for one shot here. Fine to let him do that with a 21-point lead. Williger dribbling up top. Shulyov's defending him pretty well. Back to get to deflection as Fox now has it. It's 10 seconds on the clock. Shot clock at 5, 4, 3, 2, and the shot clock went off. And Holton did not get a shot up in the last 30 seconds. Nothing going to the basket. Everything was here to have court.
Timeout, Beatles.
Looks like that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Moss Central 41 and Holton 20. They might put a little bit of time back up on the game clock. Obviously, the shot clock off now, but it says 0.9. Yeah. I think they're talking about maybe having 1 or 2 seconds maybe on the clock. But there was only a 1 second difference in the shot clock and the game clock. So the shot clock's zero. There should only be 1 second, right?
I think it's 1.8
difference.
So, 2 seconds. So, you know, 1.45.
Surely not 10 seconds.
No,
right?
No.
Just 10 seconds right now, but no worries.
They got to fix it.
Well, time to catch and shoot.
Yeah,
that's about it.
That's true.
Not much time
to make
a second pass or a dribble. You got to catch and shoot.
Where you hope you got a quarterback. Well, say they're going to run a screen to the baseline. They're going to bring number 3. Oh, not
going to the backcourt. They're happy to be up 21. That's the end of the third quarter after all that. Just as we expected, Nemaw Central still 41 and Holton 20. Fourth quarter action coming up next. This is a one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double L lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Dustin Fluk, John Holliday with you. Our studio engineer is Kurt Kilman. Nemaw Central won the girls game by 28. Score doubled up 56-28. here in the boys' game. Nemaw Central leads by 21 as we start the fourth. Holton allowed the basketball. Terwilliger, Warner back out there. Mullen, DeDonder, and Fox for Coach Marco Hunter. And a foul will put Devin Terwilliger to the line. Again, Holton scoring by quarters tonight. 8-6-6.
Consistent.
But not enough firepower for sure. Well, just been able to add to this lead throughout the contest. Williger hits the free throw. Holton only 5 of 12 at the free throw line prior to making that one. Terwilliger just 3 for 5 now at the line. He's got one more coming here after the foul, which was the third on Mason Shulion. Worth Lewis back out there. Caleb Strothman, Jaden Seitz. Also, Caleb Schmelzley with 4 fouls is checked back in for the Thunder. Holton with a little pressure after 2 made free throws by Terwilliger. Rothman in the lane, kick out to Lewis for the 3. No. Melsley had it. Now Warner on the deck, and the ball's picked up by Mullen. Job by Holton to secure the rebound. Here come the Cats from right to left. Fox. Bumps it to DeDonder in the far corner. Now in the lane, Warner turns, shoots off the back lip.
Nice pass by Carrick. DeDonder got the ball in a scoring spot. Nemaw Hall, one and done, going the other direction.
Schmelzley all the way off the window and in. 8 for Caleb Schmelzley. Those are his first points since the first quarter. The second field goal. He's had some foul trouble. Here's Fox, NBA 3. No good.
3-on-1.
Strothman fakes the pass. Now he gets it to Schmelzley. Man, that was pretty. Strothman to Schmelzley. You bet. DeDonder finds Warner, his banker, in off the window. Carrick to Grant Warner for the Holton bucket.
Yeah, nice pass by Derek. Found a teammate. Shooting spot. I like it. Something you can build on.
Right? Looking for positives. Nice pass again, but Seitz missed the shot. Might have been partially blocked. Here's DeDonder ahead of the pack, and he can't quite catch up to the basketball and keep it in play. Eric frustrated with himself. DeWilliger is asking for a little bit of a breather. He's the one that made the pass there. It looks like Dalton Cole and also Daniel Cannon checking in for Holton. Right idea that time for the Cats. We haven't been able to see much transition opportunities for Holton.
You'd like to think with some guard play like that, you'd get some runouts like that.
Only time we've really had one is when Carrick got the steal. Did it himself. 5:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Small boys trying to get to 3-1. Nice pass to Seitz, and he missed another easy line. Rothman with a really nice pass again. But
nice pick and roll action, just missed the layup.
Pull in the near corner, long skip pass, deflected, and stolen. Holton starting to get a little bit sloppy with the ball. Here's a nice find to Caleb Schmelzley. This assist by Shulion. Holton timeout. Schmelzley's got a dozen. I think Coach Hunter kind of senses his team falling apart a bit. Got to stop the momentum of the Thunder and take a timeout. 23 points is the lead for Nemaw Central over Holton. And a 30-second timeout coming your way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mitchell Appliance and Seneca is our holiday hotspot this Friday, December 12th. Stop by and see Smoke and Joe, who will have many demos and samples all day long. Check out the new popular Gosney pizza ovens. But so many grills, options, and accessories, plus appliances and electronics, with the best deals of the year and always service after the sale. Join our live remote from 3 to 5 this Friday, December 12th, as Mitchell Appliance and Seneca is our holiday hotspot and your chance to sign up and win big this Friday in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Seneca, Nemaw Central High School. They really spruced up the place the last couple years. It looks mighty fine now pulling up to Nemaw Central. They've added on some facilities and talking to Coach John Thomas before the game, and he reminded me they did nothing to this gym. You know, he's just pretty limited for a team that's, you know, been pretty good at basketball for quite a while.
I think one of the times when they tried to get the bond issue passed, one of the things that they was asking for was a new gym.
Right.
Didn't pass and didn't make the cut, final cut. But, you know, that's the beauty of this gym, boy. It's fans right on top of you.
It can get loud. I cleared out tonight. A couple lopsided games. Here's Terwilliger of three. That rolled off. Warner trying to follow in air. And he drew the foul. So Grant Warner heading to the line for the first time here tonight. 5:05 left in the fourth quarter. It's 47-24. While Central trailed once tonight, it's 7-6. Came out, played with a lot of energy. Early lead. Just have not been able to consistently score the basketball at all tonight. They've been bad at the line as well. As Warner misses his first charity toss of the evening, and he got the friendly bounce off the back iron. Second free throw good. 5 points for Grant Warner. And an interception by Grant Warner. That's 10 turnovers now on Nemaha. Dodonder in transition. Count it! Plus one, and a good finish. Take to the rack as Carrick converts for the Cats.
We were just talking about Holt could get some runouts like that. Started on the defensive end, got a steal, and aggressive going to the rim.
Third foul on Caleb Strothman. Dodonder good on the free throw. So 9 now for Terwilliger and 9 for Dodonder. That's team highs for Holton. Nima breaks the press. Lead is 19 points for the Thunder with 4:45 to go. Caleb Schmelzley playing with 4 fouls here in the fourth quarter. Fakes a couple times. He's double-teamed, trying to get a shot up. Is it a foul or a jump ball? I think it's a foul. Caleb going to shoot 2. He leads Nemaha Central with a quiet 12 points here tonight. He's 4-for-4 from the line. You always love a big guy. Paul likes to attack and being a good free throw shooter. Now, Melsley. And he missed one.
He is human.
Good rebound. Dalton Cole with a nice box out. Here comes Dodonder to attack again. The left baseline into the lane. Fakes. Now goes up and pumped it in. Back-to-back buckets. Carrick Dodonder in double digits with 11. Gets the pressure and a foul going against Colton. Second team foul here in the fourth quarter. Corbett Fox coming back in for the Wildcats. Grant Warner picked up his third personal. Fox in for Cole. And Carter Hike and Layton Thomas check back in for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central 19-3 last year. Like the girls, they went 8-2, their first run through the Big East League. Nemaha boys 16-7 the year prior. Boy, just had one down year. It was that 10-13 campaign in 2023. Years ago, before that, 10-4, 17 wins, 14 wins. Looking to get to 3-1 this year, the Thunder, with only 5 practices so far with the full team. There's a good shot by Jack Mackey. Got 8 points now. Nemaha leads 50-30. Fox on the baseline, draws contact, and he'll shoot 2. Quiet night for Corbin. Got 3 points. 1-for-2 at the line. First personal foul on Jack Mackey. Team foul number 4 on Nemaha. So Holton will now be in the bonus the rest of the game. I think a whole bunch of people clapped for Nemaha Central over there because Jack Mackey made it to the final 4 minutes of the game before picking up his first foul. I don't think that's been too common of a theme, but fans kind of with the sarcastic clap there.
Sarcasm with Nemaha?
Bucks made first, right?
Yes, sir.
Second is good as well. 5 now for Corbin. Full court pressure here by Holton. 50-32. Cats down 18. 3:40 to go in the contest. Belsley fouled by Moulin. Third foul on Holton. Coach Hunter wanting his team to play better defensively. I think
a trap drawn up, and I go trap. He got the crazy ball out of his hand.
Eight remaining. Thunder will keep it here. The foul is just the first on Moulin. Elmo to Mackey, and he missed it, little bunny. Rebounded by Warner. Terwilliger wants to push it, but Nemoth back defensively. It's 2-on-3. Baseline, nice fake, and then Cannon is fouled, and he'll shoot a couple.
That transition to Warner with the started with the defensive board, had a nice outlet, good strong rebound, good strong pass outlet. Found a cutter on the baseline and hadn't got any points out of him yet.
Daniel Cannon is one of five seniors on the Holton. He just missed his first free throw of the night, looking for his first point of the game. And tried a second time. That one is good. Cannon becomes the sixth Holton player to score tonight. Cats down 17 with 3:20 to go. Flexion by Holton. Good job by Corbin Fox.
Flexions. Gotta love the flexions.
Ball turned it over 11 times. Williger out to Moulin. Now Fox. Back to Terwilliger in the corner. Job by Thomas to get out on him. Under 3 minutes we go. Shot clock at 7. Fox on the drive. Missed it. Thunder had a breakout. Carter Hike was open at the other end. They don't need to push it here. Up 50-33. Need to take care of the basketball. Caleb Schmelzley missed it. His body control is pretty good. That one didn't end up working out. Here's Cannon in transition. Off the glass and in. Daniel Cannon with a nice take all the way. It's a 15-point game.
Daniel, boy, he brings some energy to the floor. He plays hard.
Timeout, Coach John Thomas. I think it looked like maybe they were just going to coast, you know, up well over 20 points. Now it's down to 15 and trying to make a little late comeback. At least find some positives to build into next week.
Well, that's the thing that you, right now, Holt's playing hard, playing some energy and doing some good things and being aggressive going to the offensive basket. Nemaw just kind of going through the motions. They were up 20 and ho-hum, and they're going to have to right ship Nemaw, and I expect them to do it. And that's the thing that you got somebody like Carter Hike on the floor. You know, he ain't scared of nothing. You know that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with anybody here, and he won't back down. And he'll get things, okay, let's get things going, and they probably will out of this timeout, but we'll see. Got to like what Holton's done right now in this last 2-3 minute stretch.
Well, Holton had a total of 20 points in the first three quarters, and they've scored 15 already here in the fourth. So it looks like they could score as many points in the fourth quarter as they did the first three combined. It took them 24 minutes to get going, but the offense has found its way, and it's kind of been some transition, like
and
you talked about.
Like I said, defense creating offense. They've done a nice job running the floor. You know, Daniel Cannon, last couple possessions, you know, he gets to the foul line and hits one. He makes a nice cut to the rim and scores it. And good stuff happening. Here comes the pressure. They're chasing.
Yep, Holton has fouled three times, so they have one free foul to give. Here's Hike to the basket and a foul. I don't know, Cannon had went to the deck. Was it him that
they called it early? Called on the reach.
On Moulin, on a reach?
Yeah.
Second personal on Easton Moulin on the floor, so no free throws yet, but now both teams in the bonus the rest of the night. 2:11 remaining. Thunder leading by 15. 2 minutes remaining. Tend to be patient with the basketball.
Probably something they talked about in timeout. Just take 25 seconds off the clock. There's a steal.
Moulin winds up with the ball. He's one-on-one with Thomas, and Holton doesn't get a shot up there in transition. Yep, got to stop. The Donder. All knocked away by Nemaw Central. Easton did something to his knee, it looks like. As Mullen's going to come out. Dalton Cole checks in.
Took a knee to the knee.
Holton underneath their own goal here. They've scored five consecutive points, looking for a few more. Terwilliger lost the handle. Ball went right to Cormac Ike for the Thunder. I've got eight Holton turnovers. That's pretty respectable.
That's very good.
Now another Holton deflection. Thomas gets it back, finds Mackey.
They're going to play ring around nose again for another 15 seconds, and they'll go attack it.
Take a three instead, and Lathan Thomas nails it. His first field goal of the night. Just 4 points for Lathan Thomas. That's six triples by Nemaw Central tonight. Under a minute remaining. Wellesley into the half court. Mackey. Out. Another three by Lathan Thomas. He misses this one. Williger with the board. Let's bring it ahead. They're down 18. Final 30 seconds. Holton will be 0-4, hosting Perry LeCompton next week. Williger a triple. That's short. And it looks like that is going to do it. Shot clock off. Final 20 seconds come off the game clock as Nemaw gets it into the half court. They are 3-1. They will Gap Valley Heights Tuesday night. Final score this evening, Nemaw Central boys 53, Holton 35. It's a sweep for the Thunder teams here in the Thunderdome, and our postgame show is coming up next.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time. Justin Fluke, John Holiday with you. Thanks to Tristan Schlatter and Ethan Will helping us on the Holton Channel tonight. Nemaw Central gets the sweep here at home over Holton. Thunder girls win 56-28, led 18-2 after the first quarter, extended the lead throughout the second half. In the boys' game, Nemaw Central led by 15 at the break. They end up winning by 18 points. 53-35 in this guy's contest. Coach, get some final thoughts on this one tonight before we give the final stats and wrap it up.
Well, I thought, you know, Holton, they'll end the fourth quarter, play some energy, and that's something they're just going to have to find a way to do that if they want to compete in this Big East League. But Nema Hall Central, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with as they get a few more practice under the belt. They got a nice core group of people, and they do so many things well defensively. Very unselfish with basketball. We saw that in the fourth quarter as well, where they found some easy dump downs for the Holton defend the first part, and Nema Hall would find a teammate and hit a bucket. So when you get them a few more practices, I think you're going to see some good things from them. As they get a little more court savvy and get playing how to play football and not balance quite as much. So,
final stats for Holton tonight: they get to the free throw line 21 times, end up making 12 out of 21. Holton only had 9 turnovers tonight, but they only hit 1 3-pointer. And as we've seen Holton, especially with the scoring struggling tonight, you know, 3-pointers weren't going down. That's a big part of their offense with the 3 guards, DeDonder and Fox and Williker. Guys like Mullen that can step out and hit from the perimeter as well. Holton's leading scorer was Carrick DeDonder. He finished with 11. The only Wildcat in double digits is Holton at 8 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and only 6 again in the third. DeDonder's 11 paced the Cats. Devin Terwilliger had 9. Then it was 5 each for Grant Warner and Corbin Fox with 5. 3 for Daniel Cannon and 2 for Easton Mullen. Holton is 0-4. Nema Hall Central, they had a couple more guys score, 2 in double digits, led by Caleb Schmelzley with 13. Carter Heitkat, 10 off the bench, 8 of those in the first half. Caleb Stroffman scored 7. Jack Mackey had 8. Cormac Hike with 5. Also scoring tonight, Layton Thomas with 4 points and 3 each for Mason Chulions and Jordan Lewis. Wrapping up our Be Outdoors postgame show, whether you're buying or selling, remember to use the best in the business for recreational, commercial, residential, or ag real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. We need to pick our player to bank on. In the girls' contest, it was Emma Hermish from Nema Hall Central, who finished with a game high 16 in Thunder girls' win. Player to bank on here in the boys' game, also presented by the Farmers State Bank, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Mega Westmoreland and Manhattan are 92.1 KMZA player to bank on. Who are you thinking of this guy's game, Coach?
I like Carter Hike.
Yeah.
I think he was the kid that
he never won any awards.
No, he hasn't made any awards. You know, he needs another one for his mantle. I'm sure this was the top of his list, but, he was the kid that when Nema Hall made the run and really went up in the second quarter, he was the one that said, let's go. You know, he put him on the shoulders. He scored. He passed the ball. He defends so well. And you talked about Holton's 3-point shooting. You know, Nema Hall took that away. They just said, we're going to chest you up. We're going to chase you over the top of the screen. You're not going to be able to get stand and shoot. You're going to have to make something happen. And Nema Hall, they're the type of team that, you know, they've got some shooters, but their shots came inside out. I mean, they get the paint, kick it out. And Carter Hike, he's just that floor general. You can just see how he carries himself. His body language is fantastic. And he's not scared of contact. And he ain't afraid to D up anybody that's going to step on the floor in front of him. So I really like what he did, especially in the second quarter.
I agree. Final in the boys' game, Nema Hall Central beats Holton 53-35. Lady Thunder won the girls' game 50-28. Stay tuned for the scoreboard show coming up with Jake and Boss, Tristan Schlatter and Ethan Will on our Holton production team channel crew tonight. And for the coach, John Holliday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks to Kurt Kilman, our studio engineer, as well. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the scoreboard show coming up next.